In today's complex financial environment, many retirees are at a loss of exactly what to do. What retirement issues should you be considering? When it comes to your existing financial retirement strategy, have you really covered all of your bases? Are there any important retirement factors you have overlooked? Why spend another minute wondering? Call 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com and get your free financial retirement kit. Dr. Ron Caskey's time and financial retirement kit is always provided at absolutely no cost. He offers a unique approach to a number of important items that you may want to consider when creating a sound retirement strategy for the days ahead. Your retirement is far too important to leave to chance. Call Dr. Ron Caskey at 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com and get your free financial retirement kit today. The number again is 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com now.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey here. Just a couple of minutes introduction to the Bible Views radio show. You can hear it in the KLTV listening audience every Sunday afternoon from 2 o'clock to 3 p.m. every Sunday. And then just like my Saturday Ron Caskey show, they're both archived over on my website at www.ronkasky.com. So that's R-O-N-C-A-S-K-E-Y. .com. Now, I'm inviting you to stay tuned to this one-hour show today, and what the Bible Views radio show, pretty normal standard operating procedure. I usually read some articles that pertain to your church, your household, to Christians, to homeschooling, things that affect our lives as Christians here in the United States. Then I go down some headlines that I get out of the Sword of the Lord every week that you're not going to get in the left-wing nut socialist media. And I read some of those headlines and describe some of those. I usually sing a song off of one of my albums. I've recorded 5 gospel albums, stereo albums, 50 songs. And I normally pull one of those off and play it, usually by about the start of the second segment of my Bible Views radio show. Then I invite you, if you're stationary, to grab a Bible and follow through with me in your Bible on what does the Bible have to say about financial freedom? What does the Bible have to say about investing? What does the Bible have to say about giving, lending, charging interest, paying interest, collecting interest? What is the Bible? See, there's 450 some odd verses in the Bible on wealth, riches, abundance, and prosperity. There's 15 on poverty. So I break that down every Sunday. I talk about Joseph, the first financial planner in the Bible. I talk about taking offerings, financing the church. Just all kinds of things, and it's all from the Bible. What does the Bible have to say about God's money? It's all God's money. So stay tuned. Thanks for listening. Well, hi, everybody. Welcome once again to the Bible Views radio show. Here it is, April the 19th. I was announcing my next trip over on the Western Slope and in 2 weeks, and I'm up to May 6, 7, and 8. I'm just really amazed. So anyway, welcome to the Bible Views radio show, and we're going to talk continue a series. I had a three-part series here of on Easter Sunday, of course, the resurrection. And then last week we talked about the people that he saw, and so it was an event that people witnessed. Human beings actually witnessed it. And now today I want to wrap that series, three-time series, up with his ascension and why that was and is important. So I hope you'll stay tuned and follow along today. In the meantime, get on my calendar. You can call me on Sunday afternoon. I don't work on Sundays. It's the Lord's Day. I won't discuss your situation on Sunday. It's the Lord's Day. But you can call me on Sunday afternoon and schedule a no-cost appointment for this coming week in your home or your office. My time doesn't cost you anything ever, and I will bring information. All you got to do is give me 30-ish minutes with you and your stuff and your spouse, either in your home or your office or a coffee house that's convenient to you, and I'll bring the information at no cost. So here's my numbers: 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me today for a no-cost appointment starting tomorrow morning. I always read when I don't run out of articles in the Sword of the Lord, and today I happen to have the last of one issue and a new issue. So I won't run out of articles and headlines for a few weeks. So education, chaos, and crisis. I only have one here in this issue of the Sword of the Lord. Illinois school district sued for discriminating against Good News clubs. Liberty Council. I love Liberty Council. And Liberty Council filed a lawsuit on behalf of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois against the Moline Coal Valley Community Unified School District for unlawfully denying Good News clubs equal access to three elementary school facilities while allowing similar non-religious organizations. The lawsuit filed in the U.S. District Court of Central Illinois also names Superintendent Dr. Rachel Savage and the district's Board of Education on account of more than 5 years of unconstitutional religious discrimination by the district against Child Evangelism Fellowship's after-school programs. According to the filing, the Good News clubs had free equal access from 2017 to 2020, after which a sudden shift took place where the district started imposing fees and restrictions. Now understand, they can have satanic clubs all day long, like LGBTQIA and all of this other nonsense, woke nonsense that your communist teachers union in the public school system allows but won't allow Bible clubs. That's unconstitutional, folks. I'm glad they sued, and hope they win. Pro-life news and views. You know how I feel about the wholesale murder of live bodies under Roe versus Wade for all of those years, and so-called Planned Parenthood, who doesn't give a rat's patootie about the life of the baby that they're murdering. 64 million of them murdered under Roe versus Wade, and those evil satanic atheists that run Planned Parenthood, and Biden sent them $50 million every year of taxpayers' money. Obama did the same thing, and Bill Clinton did the same thing. You can just go back in history, and Trump come along and shut that valve down, and no longer waste taxpayers' money killing live babies. So, Pro-Life Club student asked U.S. Supreme Court to hear their free speech case. Alliance Defending Freedom attorneys, along with co-counsel Charitable Allies, asked the U.S. Supreme Court, January 28th of this year, to hear the case of an Indiana high school pro-life organization and the student who started it. The suit challenges the actions of school officials who censored posters that had an image of pro-lifers holding signs saying, "Defund Planned Parenthood." Students don't lose their constitutionally protected freedom of speech when they walk into a school building. A school can't tell a high school student or student organization that they can't publicly express pro-life messages that are important to them, said ADF Senior Counsel and Vice President of Appellate Advocacy John Bursch. Why, quote, "While other student groups at the school were free to express their messages, the school censored this club's flyers and then revoked the club's recognition because the message on the flyers were too overtly pro-life." Really? See what I'm saying? New York passes assisted suicide law with safeguards that protect no one. Well, shucks, the communist state of Colorado did that years ago. So months ago, New York Governor Kathy Hochul, Democrat, announced plans to further embrace the culture of death through assisted suicide. The so-called Medical Aid in Dying Act was officially signed into law, making New York the 13th state, plus Washington, D.C., to legalize such legislation. According to Hochul, echoing many in the pro-euthanasia camp, like our illustrious governor, this is about freedom, autonomy, and compassion, she says. Which she doesn't believe any of the above. She doesn't believe in freedom, she doesn't believe in autonomy, and she doesn't believe in compassion. The rules seem simple. MAID, M-A-I-D, allows terminally ill adults with a prognosis of 6 months or less to live to request lethal medication end their lives. The governor allegedly negotiated amendments to add what some consider safeguards. The reality is that these measures are no safeguards at all, but serve to do nothing more than create a false sense of security. Folks, God Almighty is the only one that holds the keys to death, hell, and the grave. Period. End of story. None of us hold the keys to our lives. God only can end our life when He's ready. Not you, not me. Suicide is the most selfish act available to mankind. Anybody that commits suicide, which this is, anybody that commits suicide is just thinking only about themselves, nobody else. So, Hochul, you and Mom Donnie, the communist socialist governor that New York has, why would anybody stay in the state of New York? Well, corporations are leaving by the droves. Health and Human Services rescinds Biden-era abortion pill guidance that put pharmacies in legal limbo. The Department of Health and Human Services has issued a clear notice that pro-lifers will welcome pharmacies nationwide are no longer required to supply the abortion pill drug. Under the Biden administration, policies in favor of abortion dramatically increased. The former administration issued guidance pressuring nearly 60,000 retail pharmacies to stock and dispense Mifepristone and for patients with Medicare, Medicaid, or other federally funded coverage. And Health and Human Services shut that down and said no more. Now let's go back to some noteworthy news. Here's the headline: The Dark Reality of Artificial Intelligence. Now, I'm serious about this. I thought artificial intelligence was a euphemism for Democrats. And then I found out it was actually a technology that now everybody knows about, AI and chat and Grok and so on. So here's the dark reality. At this year's World Economic Forum gathering in Davos, artificial intelligence dominated the conversation. And according to Justin Haskins, the global elite aren't just discussing innovation. They're refocused on shaping AI with what he calls a Davos core before it becomes too powerful to control. What they want to do is make sure that AI is designed with their values, so that as the world continues to adopt artificial intelligence over long periods of time and AI becomes more influential and powerful in our world, it's with a Davos core, a Davos infrastructure, he explains, which you all know is satanic atheism at its finest, and socialism and communism at its finest. That's what Davos is all about, and that's why Al Gore and people like him loved it. The next stage of artificial intelligence is what Haskins finds even more concerning. Quote, artificial general intelligence is the next stage of development where AI becomes basically as smart as a human being, Haskins says. And then, once you hit that level, very shortly after that, most AI experts believe you get artificial super intelligence, ASI, where now it is far more powerful than people. That's scary, folks. Haskins claims, let me turn a page, there was also an entire panel at Davos dedicated to artificial intelligence and how to make sure AI is sustainable and that it's essentially woke when it becomes more intelligent than humans. That's what's scary. And that's why I believe, and I believe I can document it, and I believe we're headed that way. First of all, I said from the beginning that artificial intelligence and robots will put humanoids out of business and take their jobs, and that's what's happening by the thousands these days. And so with artificial intelligence, I believe very well could be the Antichrist, and this is opening doors for that and for people to believe that AI will be the Antichrist. It's globally accepted. Now it's becoming smarter than human beings. It fulfills all of the requirements in the Bible for the Antichrist. Think about that. Time's up. Give me a call, 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me this afternoon for a no-cost appointment this coming week. Stay tuned. I will be right back.
Walter J. Hopp of Hopp & Associates is a law practice limited to estate and business planning. Walter is a Colorado native with extensive experience with clients local and nationwide, and is a former partner in a large multi-state estate planning law firm, affiliated with several professional groups to provide the most current and unique solutions for his clients. Walter is the author of articles and a book on estate planning, and a frequent speaker over the years to lawyers and groups alike. Again, on estate planning, Walter offers a unique approach for how to protect yourself and loved ones from a litigious and expensive legal system. And listen to this, your first meeting with Walter is free, that's right, free, to see if they can improve on planning that you may already have in place. Call Walter and Associates PC of Longmont, Call today, 303-776-4045, or email him at walterhopp@hopplaw.org.
Well, hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey jumping in here just for 60 seconds to tell you about orphan 401ks. I've been talking about that for several weeks, did a couple of webinars on it. If you have left a job and left a 401k behind, that is an orphan 401k that no one cares about, no one's contributing to, no one's matching your money. And if you leave it there long enough, the fees will destroy that orphan 401k. So we can move that into an IRA annuity. It's just a matter of paperwork, a transfer form, and get it out of there into something that'll grow for you. Call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Here's my number, 303-710-3791. Do it today. Don't put it off. All right, welcome back to my second segment of today's Bible Views radio show. And we're going to get over, if you're stationary, we're going to start in Acts chapter 1, verses 9 through 11. And today we're going to talk about the ascension of Jesus after the resurrection, after 40 days walking among men, and ascended to sit down at the right hand of the Father on high, and why that's important to us. Most preachers stop preaching about the resurrection on Easter Sunday. They don't go on and talk about the fact of the people that he encountered live and in person that document the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ, and surely don't talk about his ascension and why that's important. So that's where we're headed today. In the meantime, jot down my phone numbers. Call me this afternoon after the radio show and book an appointment for this coming week. Here you go. You ready? 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me this afternoon. I'll give you my numbers a couple of more times throughout the radio show today. Before I sing a song, and it's the one I sang on yesterday's radio show, The Cross Made the Difference for Me. I think that ties in with the last last 2 weeks talking about the resurrection and so on. So let me read two more articles, and then I'll sing that song, and then we'll get over in the book of Acts. Vermont, this is pretty amazing. Vermont is where that communist, socialist, satanic atheist Bernie Sanders is from. And so this is a surprise. Vermont abandons gender ideology mandate and allows Christians and other religious families to care for foster children. In a win for foster families and religious freedom, Vermont officials have finalized a new policy clarifying that foster families need not abandon their religious beliefs or promote gender ideology to qualify as foster parents. This comes after Alliance Defending Freedom attorneys representing the two Christian foster families appealed a lower court's ruling in Wuati versus Winters to the Second Circuit Court of Appeals. The families argued that Vermont officials violated their First Amendment rights by requiring them to speak in contrast to their beliefs on gender and sexuality as a condition of being licensed to care for vulnerable children. Well, duh. That's what this communist government has come to with the Democrats and the Republicrats. This is what you get. Veterinary student Isadora Borges faces decade in prison for saying men aren't women. Let me read that headline again. Veterinary student Isadora Borges faces decade in prison for saying men aren't women. In a country that styles itself as vibrant democracy, a Brazilian veterinary student, Isadora Borges, now finds herself staring down the possibility of a decade behind bars, not for violence, not for theft or corruption, but for her words. And at the heart of the matter are two social media posts published in 2020 that question prevailing claims about gender ideology. For example, Isadora said that a man who identifies as a woman is still born male and retains their birth DNA. For statements like that, prosecutors are now seeking a sentence that could stretch to 10 years in prison. See, those prosecutors have never looked in the mirror, or they would know that Isadora was correct. Isadora is not a public figure or a social media influencer. She's a Brazilian veterinary student who simply shared her thoughts on gender ideology on social media. Those remarks drew the ire of a government official who identifies as a, there's the problem, as a transgender, which initiated the criminal investigation. There's the problem. When you put people like our governor in the governor's mansion, he is going to rule according to his ideology, which is LGBTQIA, and he's the Q in LGBTQIA. He's married to a husband, and that's what you get when you put people like that in positions of government and control. And so this guy in Brazil is a transgender, and therefore put her in prison for 10 years for saying males are still born males. Well, duh. But that's what you get, folks. We in the United States now represent a country and a government as a whole in these Democrat, Republican-run states run by satanic atheists like we have here in the state of Colorado and who run our House and Senate. They're satanic atheists. They don't care about God. They don't like Christians. They don't like me. They don't like the Bible, and they're going to rule accordingly. But that's what you get, and we now represent a country that's worse than Sodom and Gomorrah, and God wiped them out for that very sin that we're seeing today in this woke revolution that we're seeing take over. Well, we're going to change streams now. I got to get it together. So I'm going to start by singing this song. It's off one of my earlier albums. I still sing it in churches. And it's called "The Cross Made the Difference for Me." Hope it's a blessing to you.
Was a life filled with aimless desperation. Without hope, walk the shell of a man. Then a hand with a nail prick stretched out. Just one touch, just then a new life began. Made the difference in a life bound for heartache and defeat. I will praise Him forever and ever, for the cross made sad, ashen faces. Without hope, death has wrapped them in.
Sure enough, 75 years ago, as a 7-year-old boy in my dad's church on a Sunday night, the cross made the difference for me. If you don't know that for a fact, then we need to talk, and we need to talk now. So call me this afternoon. Let's settle this matter of eternity. You must be born again. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. I ask him, this guy, I really like him. And we were having dinner one night with some friends, and I turned to him and I said, "Where are you going when you die?" Because we'd been talking about Easter and Catholicism and purgatory and so on. And I said, "Oh, by the way, where are you going when you die?" And he grinned and said, "To the mountains." I said, "No, you're not." I said, "When you die, you're either going to heaven or hell." And we had a short conversation, and I said, "We need to talk about that. That's a serious matter. It's not a laughing matter. Hollyweird has made hell a joke. It's no joke, folks." Last Sunday's video that I put up in my newsletter, and Sam puts it up on Facebook, was 10,000 years. That's the name of the song. And I wrote a little thing to go with that in my newsletter. And I said, you know, 2 Peter 3, verse 8, I believe it is, says that 1,000 years with God is as one day. Now imagine that, 1,000 years as one day. And think about that. That's great news for us as Christians. That's really, really bad news for lost people, because 1,000 years is going to seem like 10,000 years in hell, and there's no escape from that. It's no laughing matter, folks. So 1,000 years, think about that. 10,000 years, we will just have begun love's sweet story. And so the cross made the difference for me. All right, let's talk about why the ascension matters. Most Christians celebrate the resurrection, and as I said at the close of my last segment, but very few preachers preach about his ascension, and very few people understand why the ascension might be just as important. You see, Jesus didn't just rise from the grave. He left. And the question is, why? So, bring you up to speed. Jesus died on the cross. And I got a phone call the other day, and I get these over time, and I'm not going to debate it. I'm not going to discuss it. Jesus could, I don't care whose math you use, I've studied Greek, Aramaic, and Hebrew in school, I've studied all of the, here's what the Jews think about days and how they count days, and on and on and on it goes. Not going to discuss it, not going to argue about it. Good Friday is a Catholic tradition that even Baptists have followed by having Good Friday services. I don't care whose math you use. I don't care what you read. There is no way Jesus could die on Friday, walk out of the tomb on Sunday morning, and you claim that he spent 3 days and three nights in the grave. It doesn't work. And so that's just Catholic tradition, and people follow that all the time. But when Jesus walked out of that tomb on Sunday morning, nobody questions that. Nobody yet has moved that to Monday. And so that's just a fact. When he walked out of that tomb, he walked on this earth in a spiritual body for 40 days. And then he ascended into heaven. And so that's the question. Why is it important to think about and to preach and discuss it on this radio show today? So when we come back, we're going to Acts chapter 1, verses 9 through 11. Give me a call. Here's my numbers, 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me today for a no-cost appointment. Stay tuned. Be right back. Hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey jumping in here just for 60 seconds to tell you about orphan 401ks. I've been talking about that for several weeks, did a couple of webinars on it. If you have left a job and left a 401k behind, that is an orphan 401k that no one cares about, no one's contributing to, no one's matching your money, and if you leave it there long enough, the fees will destroy that orphan 401k. So we can move that into an IRA annuity. It's just a matter of paperwork, a transfer form, and get it out of there into something that'll grow for you. Call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Here's my number, 303-710-3791. Do it today. Don't put it off.
Walter J. Hopp of Hopp & Associates is a law practice limited to estate and business planning. Walter is a Colorado native with extensive experience with clients local and nationwide, and is a former partner in a large multi-state estate planning law firm, affiliated with several professional groups to provide the most current and unique solutions for his clients. Walter is the author of articles and a book on estate planning, and a frequent speaker over the years to lawyers and groups alike. Again, on estate planning, Walter offers a unique approach for how to protect yourself and loved ones from a litigious and expensive legal system. And listen to this, your first meeting with Walter is free. That's right, free. To see if they can improve on planning that you may already have in place, call Walter and Associates PC of Longmont. Call today, 303-776-4045, or email him at walterhopp@hopplaw.org.
All right, welcome back to my third segment of today's Bible Views radio show. I'm Dr. Ron Caskey. I'm your host. Here's my numbers. Call me this afternoon for a no-cost appointment this coming week in your home or your office, 303-710-3791. Toll-free is 877-218-1972. Now, over to the book of Acts, chapter 1. Verses 9 through 11, and when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which was taken up from you, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go. And so We talk about the key points in that. This was not symbolic. It was literal. It was a witnessed event, and it was a physical departure. And a lot of people miss that last sentence. As ye have seen him go into heaven, so shall he come again in like manner. He's coming back, folks. He ascended physically into heaven. He's coming back physically in the air. That is not the second coming at the end of the tribulation when he comes and plants his feet on this earth and defeats Satan and the thousand-year reign of Christ and so on. It's the rapture of the church, and he comes in the air physically. The trumpet sounds, and the dead in Christ shall be raised first, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up to meet him in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And so, you saw these two angels, said, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? He's coming back. And so, the resurrection proved who he was. The ascension declared where he is. And the angel's message, and you notice it wasn't these two little chubby cherubs with angels that ladies wear as pins on their dresses and they're such cute little angels. No, they're warriors. And the Bible says two men stood in gleaming white. They were warrior angels that delivered the message. I don't know if they were the same angels that rolled the stone away. I don't think the Bible alludes to that, but the fact is, this same Jesus, they said, will come in like manner. So let's look at Hebrews and talk about he ascended to intercede. Now that brings us to the verse that says, there is one mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus. And for all you Catholics listening, I got friends who are Catholics, I got friends who are clients, I'm not knocking it, but you need to wake up. Those of you that pray to Mary or confess to a priest or believe the Pope can walk on water need to understand there is one mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus. So he ascended to intercede for us. And it says, Hebrews 7:25, wherefore he is able also, he, Jesus, not the Pope, not the priest, not any preacher, not anybody else, he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, by Jesus, not by Mary, not by the Pope, not by the priest, not by good works, not by baptism, not by giving your money, by him. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. He makes intercession for them, not the priest, not the Pope, not Mary. He, Jesus, makes intercession for them. So the reason he ascended was so that until he comes back in the rapture, he is there to intercede for us. He's not inactive. He's working right now. While you're listening to me, Jesus is interceding for millions of people. Every now and then, and I spend a lot of time in prayer every day. I start my day out in prayer. I end my day in the evening in prayer. Oftentimes while I'm driving, I'm praying. I am a consummate example of what Paul said, pray without ceasing. Be in a constant attitude of prayer. And sometimes I get to thinking about, and I even say it in my prayers, Lord, this is insignificant in the overall plan of things, but it's significant and important to me. And I sometimes catch myself thinking, good night, I wonder how he can listen to millions of people praying and answer those prayers. Well, duh, he's God. And sure, he can do that. So he is interceding for us right now. And you don't just have a Savior who saved you. You have a Savior who is speaking for you right now to God the Father. He goes to God in our behalf and intercedes in our behalf. And he says, Father, that guy down there on earth said this is insignificant to us. And Father, it's not insignificant to us. It's significant to you and me because it's significant to him and to her. See what I mean? You got to bring this down to reality. And here's where we live, folks. He's an advocate that goes to the Father in our behalf for everything. Our health, our finances, our homes, our properties, our vehicles, our equipment, our family, our kids, our grandkids, every day, several times a day. I pray for 28 people in our family. That's our kids, their spouse, their kids, my grandkids, our great-grandkids. And then I also include, every time I pray, morning and night, all day long, I pray for and I name all 28 of the people in our family. And then I say, and also for Trump's family, Vance's family, Musk's family, and RFK Jr.'s family. Now there are others, plenty of others in politics whom I like. I really like Marco Rubio. I really do. And so anyway, I just named those four families as key families that I want Jesus and his Father to pay special attention to them. So he's our advocate. He goes to the Father in our behalf. He's our mediator. There's only one mediator between God and man, and that's Jesus Christ. So remember that. And then we have an ongoing relationship with Jesus Christ. He ascended to be our advocate. He ascended to be our mediator. He ascended so that we could have an ongoing relationship through him to God Almighty, the Father. That, when I get to thinking about that, now, don't judge me and don't come after me with a straitjacket. I'm in my right mind, but that gives me chills. When I stop and think about how much ground God Almighty covers and how much he does in interceding for us. So, he ascended not only to intercede for us, but he ascended to prepare for us. And John chapter 14, verses 2 and 3 says, in my Father's house are many mansions, not an apartment building as these liberal preachers believe and these so-called liberal Christians believe. He says, in my Father's house are many mansions. It'll be the first mansion that Ron Caskey ever has. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, ascended. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, the rapture, and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Heaven is not abstract. You can go over to the book of Revelation and read a physical description of heaven. And it's a cube, 1,200 miles long, wide, deep, tall, so on. We will be able to navigate in the universe in our spiritual bodies. The streets are paved with gold. The river of life is there. There's no need of the sun because Jesus' glory shines out and fills all the environment. And so he says, I go to prepare a place for you. It's not an abstract place, folks. It's prepared, it's intentional, and it's personal. Jesus didn't leave to get away from you. He left to get something ready for you. Think about that. And I think oftentimes, and you cannot communicate with the dead. That's false doctrine. You can communicate only with Jesus. But now and then, I ask my Father in heaven to call these people around his throne, people that have had an influence on me in my life. And Lord, would you just tell them thanks for their influence on my life? The Bible says we are surrounded with a great cloud of witnesses. I am not sure how much these people that have preceded us in death, I'm not sure how much they can see, but they can see some of us and what we're doing on this earth. We are surrounded with a great cloud of witnesses watching how we run this race. And so he ascended in authority. Luke chapter 24, verses 50 to 53. And he led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands. Think about being there at his ascension. Think about this. He led them out as far as to Bethany, lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen. That's why he ascended into heaven, for all of those reasons. But it was a physical, literal act on his part. He blessed them as he left. He left in victory, not defeat. He is seated at the right hand of God. And while the world builds its system, Christ is seated above them all. So the world, understand, is building this system of control today. I covered that yesterday on the Ron Caskey Show. But Jesus Christ is seated in authority, and he alone, is above every system that we see on planet Earth. So, back to Easter. He didn't just physically rise from the tomb. He reigns on high forever to make intercession for us. What a blessing that is. That's why, I love talking about the ascension, but don't forget, he's coming back in the rapture to take us out. Can't wait. Are you ready? Here's my number, 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me today for a no-cost appointment this coming week. God bless you. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Well, hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey here. You know, people go to Las Vegas, Cripple Creek, Central City, whatever, and they say, if I pull this handle one more time, surely I'll win. People get off the airplanes all happy. They get back on the same airplane 3 days later, all sad. My point in saying that is the market will not sustain highs. It goes up and it goes down. So I'm suggesting that you don't wait until the market tanks to get your money changed over to a safety net. That's where I come in. I do everything with indexed annuities, where the risk is on the life insurance company instead of on your shoulders. I do it all with indexed annuities and life insurance. So if you're interested in capturing the upside of the market with none of the downside risk, I'm the guy you want to talk to. And my time never costs you a penny, ever. All you got to do is pick up the phone, call me, get on my calendar, and I'll bring the information to you. Here's my numbers. Call me now. Don't put it off. Don't wait until the market tanks. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. pick up the phone right now. Get on my calendar. Don't put it off. 877-218-1972. Again, my name's Dr. Ron Caskey. My time doesn't cost you a penny ever. Call me now. Thanks. Bye. Well, there you go. Bible Views Radio Show for today. Hope you enjoyed it, listening to it as much as I enjoy every week doing these one-hour radio shows. The Ron Caskey Show is here on the KLTT listening audience 1 to 2 o'clock on Saturdays, and this Bible Views Radio Show every Sunday 2 to 3 p.m. on Sunday afternoons. And then, of course, they're archived for 1 week. They're put up on my website at www.roncaskey.com. If you have questions concerning the Bible and what the Bible has to say about any subject, actually, just understand this. I don't debate or argue the Bible. See, a lot of people say, well, God said it. I believe it. That settles it. I got news for you. God said it. That settles it. And speaking of settle it, let me just explain to you the most important thing you could call me about is your salvation. Do you know if you died today that you'd go to spend eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ? If you're not sure of that, by all means, pick up the phone today and call me, and I'll tell you what the Bible says, and it's real simple, but you do need to be born again. You need to be saved. Once we settle that matter of salvation, then we can talk about God's money and how you can protect it, preserve it, and grow it. Now, to do that, you need to get on my calendar for next week. I know it's Sunday. I don't take appointments on Sunday. I don't work this business on Sunday. But I can answer my cell phone. And so if I'm not in church or doing something else this afternoon, then pick up the phone and call me this afternoon or this evening. But one thing you do need to do is set an appointment for this coming week. Give me 30-ish minutes to bring information to you and your spouse, if there is one, at your home or McDonald's, and show you how I can help you protect, preserve, and grow God's money. Here's my toll-free number. As I said, you can use it today, and I'll call you back. Here it is, 877-218-1972. 877-218-1972. Hey, have a blessed Lord's Day. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.